And the diner experience is really special. Yeah. But like, we noticed that everybody in that diner was overweight. Like, the chairs in that place are the most hardworking chairs I've ever seen in my life. Like, everybody had a massive ass.
Took me 2 rewatches to find out that seemed off about this clip. Turns out you're talking 2 different languages.
These are words that typically Austrians and Germans find it hard to say. Just like you always take the piss out of me with my German.
Yo, TWG. G. Safe, gang.
Yo, der eine aus Australien, der andere aus Wien.
TWG.
Jacob und Gabriel spitten hier im Bier. Der eine redet schlechtes Englisch, der andere scheiß Deutsch. Wir spitten hier die Rhymes so fresh. Komm, verschwind ganz schnell, sonst clasht's. TWG represent.
When you spend your life looking for scapegoats, you take away your own responsibility. You remove your own power. You steal your own strength. Nobody who has chosen the easy path of hate has gotten to the end of that road and said, oh, what a life. No. They die as miserably as they lived. No matter how far you've gone, I want you to know that you still have the chance to choose a life of strength. But you have to give up your war against everyone that you hate. Let's give up that war. Whether you hate them because of their color of the skin, or their religion, or their gender, or their sexual orientation, it doesn't matter. Give it up. Give up that war. You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow.
Und das war Arnold Schwarzenegger, der uns schön motiviert in diesen Montag reinbringen soll, ja.
Ah, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Das war Arnold Schwarzenegger, ja.
I never recognize his voice, no.
The war.
He's got one of the most unrecognizable voices in out there, you know, in history. I thought it was Hugh Jackman.
Jacob, und ich habe den auch für dich nicht, ich habe den einerseits für die TVG-Gang gespielt, damit die wirklich mal sich wieder gespürt, ja, vom Arnie hört und was verändern kann, ja, und du aber auch, weil du bist ja auch, du bist ein bisschen unmotiviert im Moment und ich, der Podcast ist ja auch da, um dich zu pushen, um uns zu pushen und ich push dich heute durch, ja.
It did me good, Gabriel. I thank you for that. It was like a nice, fresh, cold-pressed juice for me to slurp up and fill me up again. I felt my posture straightening and my chest filling with hope and inspiration from Arnie.
Yeah.
Mostly hope. And look, I wouldn't say I'm demotivated. I would say I've got a lot of pressure coming from many directions at the moment. So Arnie, what he reminded me there is, don't look for scapegoats. Take control.
Was ist ein scapegoat?
It's funny. I don't know where the word comes from, actually. Like the expression, scapegoat. Like, but the scapegoat is where you look to blame somebody else for something that you could possibly change or could possibly be in your control. So there's a lot of that happening at the moment with, you know, all the politicians being voted in that like to use migrants as scapegoats or whatever other minority they want to point the finger at.
Yeah.
Like that diversity, inclusion and equality programs are causing plane crashes, for example, which I found hilarious when I read that. So that's what a scapegoat is. But I don't know why goats, like I don't know if goats always blame other animals for their flaws, as in, aber like the funny noises that they make.
Wusstest du, dass Goats viereckige Augen haben, Pupillen?
Nein.
Ist wirklich so. Googles, wow. TVG-Gang, googelst das mal. Pupillen von Ziegen. Sind viereckig. Ist krass.
It's funny. We should all learn more about goats and learn from them.
Jacob.
But not be them.
Ich fände das wahnsinnig witzig, wenn du wirklich jetzt was vom Arnold mitnimmst und sagst so, man, he's right, man. He's right. He's damn about right.
Yeah, but Arnie always inspires me.
Mich auch, wirklich. Ich muss wirklich sagen, es gibt ja Leute, die werden richtig schräg im Alter und ich finde, er war eher schräg am Anfang, aber er ist ein, das kann man jetzt auch nicht für 100% nehmen, aber die Dinge, die er macht, er könnte nämlich nichts machen. Er könnte auch ein richtiger Arsch werden, wie Elon Musk zum Beispiel, aber er hat sich entschieden, das genaue Gegenteil zu werden.
Ja.
Und wirklich quasi für Klimawandel, für, also für viele Dinge sich wirklich einzusetzen mit seinem Geld. Und ich habe mir jetzt unlängst gedacht, ich glaube, das ist jetzt die zweite Amtszeit von Van der Bellen. Mhm. Stell dir vor, Arnie denkt sich, fuck this Trump. Er callt ihn ja auch im Internet aus und denkt sich, ich werde jetzt Präsident in Österreich. Er wird schaffen. Ich schwöre dir, er wird schaffen. Wenn er zurückkommt und sagt, er kandidiert jetzt für der wird sofort gewählt werden.
Yeah, I think he's got a bigger picture goal though than Austria. I don't think he feels like coming back to... He doesn't feel like Austria needs to be saved by the Terminator. Imagine he did come back and he dressed up like the Terminator the whole time.
Ich mag Schwarzenegger, Alter.
Me too. Like, we need more voices like that, and especially times like these, where like a lot of people are disengaging. They stop reading the news. They stop watching. And I understand it. But actually, this is the time where we have to engage and hyperdrive that in get okay, that wasn't the word I really wanted.
Hyperdrive.
Maybe amplify? Yeah, no.
Was heißt hyperdrive? Not amplify. Wir sind nicht am Highway.
Hyper. Wasn't that DJ Ötzi? But we need more voices like that from people that are respected. And I think Arnie has a lot of pull with people. I think people listen to him.
Aber es ist interessant, ich habe nämlich ein Video von ihm gesehen, wo er Trump outcalled und sagt irgendwie, what was that for a meeting with President Putin? He looked like a wet noodle, bla bla bla. Und
oh, noodle?
Und man kann wirklich sagen, Arnold Schwarzenegger ist schon sehr beliebt in Amerika, ja.
Ja. Yeah. And in Austria, I would say.
Ja, ja, auf der Welt. Ist wirklich ein globaler Weltstar, stimmt, kann man sagen. Auf jeden Fall, du kannst dir nicht vorstellen, wie viel Hass der in den Kommentaren, weil er sich halt auch gegen Trump positioniert hat.
Yeah.
Und da waren so viele Kommentare, wo es hieß, you better go back to Austria, Arnie. Your granddad was a Nazi, your father was a Nazi. Also da wird plötzlich alles wieder umgedreht.
Was his grandfather a Nazi?
Ich glaube, sein Vater, ja.
Ah, really?
Ja, ja.
His father?
Ja, er ist alt. Der Arnie ist 40er-Jahrgang. Ich glaube, er ist 46 geboren oder so. Ein Jahr nach dem Krieg und hat halt seinen Vater erlebt, wie er halt eigentlich mit der Schuld, wie ihn die Schuld getötet hat danach. Zum Saufen angefangen.
Wirklich?
Und wirklich ein miserable, full of sorrow.
I'd like to read his autobiography. He's got an autobiography.
Ich werde mir sein Buch kaufen. Be Useful oder so.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one I mean.
Aber genug von Arnie Fanboy. Aber Fanboying. Aber...
Yeah, but I would like.
Finde ich spannend, die Persönlichkeit.
I think I've said it before in this podcast. I would like to start a campaign where we talk, like, now would be the perfect time where we say, we start a campaign, bring Arnie back. Bring Arnie back to Austria, and he can, like, he would kick the FPÖ's ass. There would be no coalition. There would just be Arnold. Team Arnold!
Verteidigungsminister Team Pump. Arnold. Umweltministerium Arnold. Justizministerium Arnold.
Well, he would be good as a Gesundheitsminister. Because he's a healthy dude. Like, he's been healthy his whole life. Like, he's really looked after his body. He's a good looking man.
Okay, okay. Hallo und herzlich willkommen, TVG Gang. Mein Name ist Gabriel Schaffler. Neben mir sitzt der heute nicht so bezaubernde Jacob Maria Schneider Schmitz Moss-Katze.
Aeroplane. At the window, I just saw an aeroplane.
Jacob, wir haben ja jetzt viele neue Zugänge auf unseren Kanälen, weil wir wie Schweine arbeiten
Einsteiger.
Dafür und viel posten. Was Can hast I say, du diesen Menschen zu sagen?
Would you call them Einsteigers?
Ja, kann man sagen.
Okay, so to all you Einsteigers out there, be like Arnie, all right? Inspire people. Don't pull them down. Don't blame them for your mistakes or blame them for your frustrations in life. Let's all embrace each other's frustrations as if it's a, as if we're all big-bosomed women. That hug the best.
Wie hast du die genannt?
Big bosomed women.
Bosomed?
Yeah, big booby women.
Bosomed?
Yeah.
Wie schreibt
It's a good word, no?
Das ist ein englisches Wort.
Mm-hmm.
Bosomed?
Bosom.
Wie schreibt man das?
B-O-S-O-M.
Okay. Yeah. Was heißt eigentlich Idee? Basti?
Basti also means a big bosomed woman.
Das habe ich unlängst
got
mal.
Got a Basti. She's Basti. But I just want to say that's not me taking the piss out of big bosomed women. I want to say that they literally do give the best hugs because you kind of nuzzle in there. Or like big bosomed men as well. Like big men. Big men are very good to hug.
Das,
like, have you ever seen this scene in the film Philadelphia? Just, I don't want to leave this topic. There's a film called Philadelphia with Tom Hanks
in
it.
Du hast das Topic auch angefangen. And
he's dying of cancer, right? Of leukemia, I think. Tom Hanks. And he's got this big guy in there and he hugs him at some point. And man, it makes me cry every time because I want to be in that hug. I want to be in that group hug with Tom Hanks and
ich
the big guy.
Ich bin bald in Philadelphia.
In the streets of Philadelphia.
No, this is Memphis.
When I'm walking in Memphis. No, that's the same singer though, I think. Bob Springsteen.
Also nachdem
no,
uns
Bob Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen. Sorry. Everybody's Bob.
Ich bin TVG-Gang, ja, für die Amerikaner. Wir haben ja viele amerikanische Zuhörerschaft, Menschen. Ich bin für 3 Wochen an der Ostküste von Mitte, Ende Februar bis Mitte, Ende März. Also,
and I need somebody to stay. At the moment, I plan to sleep on the beach.
Nein, nein, ich bin länger in Philadelphia und dann noch in New York und so. Also wer,
I would love
wer
to see.
Bock hat,
I would love to see pictures of you.
Sich zu treffen, kann sich ja melden, ja.
I would love to see pictures of you sitting on the beach like a beach bum with a little tent, like a shitty tent built out of like some plastic you found on the street
somewhere. Ich habe gehört, New York soll echt sehr teuer sein.
New York?
Ja.
Yeah, to stay as well. The
Jacob, aber...
But you can eat cheap in New York and good.
Ja, aber ich mag ja... Wurscht.
You don't want to eat?
Doch, aber ich mag jetzt nicht nur fettiges Zeug essen und das ist ja meistens
nein,
billiger.
Nein, nicht nur fett.
Ich habe das schon gehört, dass halt...
No, there's everything
so
in New York.
Dass so Bioprodukte oder irgendwie...
Yeah, because that's all your Bobo friends stayed in Manhattan and maybe Brooklyn. They never went outside of their, you know, these fancy areas. Like, you've got to, like, get out there, go to the Bronx, man.
Ja, weißt du, was mir aufgefallen ist? Ich habe jetzt mit ein paar Leuten drüber gesprochen. Ich freue mich auch schon wahnsinnig, in New York zu sein. Aber wenn ich New York erwähne, irgendwie bei jedem funkeln die Augen. Das ist so ein Sehnsuchtsort für viele.
Yeah, that's true.
Warum? Du warst ja auch schon dort. Was ist in New York dieses... Ich bin nämlich jetzt auch schon irgendwie urhyped und alle strahlen förmlich. Ich hatte jetzt ein Interview mit einem Wiener Sänger und mit dem habe ich halt darüber geredet. Und es war nicht ernst.
You didn't interview him very well, did you? You just talked about New York the whole time. And then I'm going to go to the Empire State Building. And then I'm going to go for a run in the Central Park.
So. Er war aber so. Mm-hmm. Er ist wirklich, wow, New York, ja, da kann ich dir so viel erzählen. Und hat wirklich 20 Minuten darüber geredet. Und ich fand es urnice, aber es war so ein Sehnsuchtsort. Also warum ist das so, Jacob?
Because it's got this aura around it. You know what I mean by aura? It's the same in German.
Aura.
Aura. Not our, let's not get it mistaken, but you can fly to the aura of New York with our for about $500. So I don't think it's like, it's not like in the old days where it was like this faraway mythical land. You could go there for a weekend, you know, to New York. You could go there for 4 days. It's a how long is the flight? How long is the flight?
So 8, 9 Stunden.
That's nothing. There's nothing in your life, Gabriel. Like you sit and scroll through your phone for 9 hours.
Ja, beruhig dich mal. Ich wollte eigentlich wissen, warum das ein Sehnsuchtsort ist.
Because it's got this aura around it and I think that's a combination of like a lot of amazing things have been like started there or it's been the center of the world for so long in our lives. Let's keep things in context in historical terms. And also because of Hollywood. Like so many films are set in New York.
Yeah.
And a lot of culture used to come from there. I think more comes from LA now. Like a lot of the culture that we pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Like trends and stuff, fashion especially. But yeah.
Ich habe das Gefühl, ich war noch nie in Amerika, aber ich habe schon so ein voreingenommenes Bild über Amerika, über die Kultur dort, über die Menschen dort, weil dort halt so viel Filme, Musik, Subkulturen herkommen, mit denen wir sozialisiert werden. Ja? Yeah. Ob ich stehe auf Oldschool-Hip-Hop zum Beispiel, ja? East Coast, West Coast, was auch immer. Also, oder irgendwie eine gewisse Art von Genre von Hollywood-Filmen und so. Also man wird so sozialisiert und hat so ein Bild schon, obwohl man nicht mal da war. Und ich bin so froh, dort zu sein, mir dann endlich selber ein Bild zu machen. Obwohl mir aufgefallen ist, ich habe richtig dieses europäische, dumme Denken. Ja, und dann bin ich in Philadelphia und dann borge ich mir ein Taxi aus und fahre dann schnell nach San Francisco. Oder mache ich hier noch einen Abschwinger nach Dakota Southwest. Und dann hier noch schön nach Austin, da will ich eigentlich hin. Und dann schon noch nach L.A. Und dann wieder schnell zurückfahren nach New York. Was also völliger Bullshit ist, weil wenn ich 3 Wochen in Europa habe und ein Auto, kann ich echt viele Länder besuchen. Oder?
Ah, okay, the distances.
You don't have ich habe überhaupt keine Ahnung, wie groß dieses Land ist. Aber da, wo ich bin, da kann man wohl ziemlich viel sehen, also zumindest bei der Ostküste. Und da freue ich mich sehr drauf. Und ich habe jetzt mit einer Amerikanerin gesprochen und ich habe gesagt, was sie gefragt hat, was ist so an deiner Bucketlist? Und wirklich, das habe ich auch meinem Freund gesagt, wenn ich da besuchen gehe. Und ich habe gesagt, das ist wirklich das Wichtigste, was ich will. Ich will in dieses typische American Diner.
Ja.
Diese typical American Diners, so auf Highways und so, die man halt kennt, wo dann so die Frau mit der Schürze kommt und fragt, ob du noch Kaffee willst, den du so endless Filterkaffee nachgeschenkt kriegst.
Ja.
Und du hast so deine Bowl von Essen irgendwie mit Speck und so was so.
Speck, Pancakes, Eggs.
Genau, was so in Quentin Tarantino Movies irgendwie sehr zelebriert oder halt in vielen amerikanischen Filmen so irgendwie, wo sie dann, na Schätzchen, magst du noch Kaffee? Psch.
Yeah.
Genauso musst du es auch sagen.
Yeah, so, but the coffee does taste like water with dirt in it. Like it's not good. It's very weak. It's just not good coffee in the diners. You can find very good coffee, obviously, in New York and Philadelphia, everywhere in America, but this filter coffee that they do, where they pour cup after cup, they pour so many cups because it's so weak, you know, the coffee.
Yeah.
Like Germans probably even make it stronger than the Austrians, than the Americans.
Hast du denn irgendwas von so Amerika, was, du warst ja schon öfters dort, was so...
The diner was also on my bucket list when I was there. I went, sister-in-law, so the sister of my partner, she was based in Michigan in a place called Ann Arbor. And we went to the most famous diner there because every area has a famous diner, you know. It's like here, everywhere, the city of Vienna has many famous Gasthäuser and also like every region you go to, there's some really popular Gasthäuser and they have the same kind of thing in America with the diners. And the diner experience is really special. Yeah. But like we noticed that everybody in that diner was overweight. Like the chairs in that place are the most hardworking chairs I've ever seen in my life. Like everybody had a massive ass. Like, so
Jacob, man sagt ja immer, es kommt oft so, I have 3 jobs, I'm working my ass off. Die Sesseln dort haben einfach 3 Jobs, weil sie so schwere Lasten tragen müssen. Die Sesseln haben, I'm working night shifts, day shifts, I'm working through my fucking life too.
Well, if those chairs could talk, right? Like, what would they say if the chairs could talk under those fat asses? I don't know, they would just make really like these strenuous noises when you're really like tired and trying to carry something.
Und dann gibt's aber einen creepy Sessel, der sagt, yeah, sit on my face. Oh, yeah, sit on my face.
Yeah, it hurts, but I like it.
Oh, you haven't really wiped your ass clean. Oh. Can you smell it?
Everybody loves a good rim.
Dann sagst du die Mutter von dem Sessel, was auch ein Sessel ist. Oh George, hör auf, das vor den Kindern immer zu machen.
And the chair continues. I'm on all fours, baby. Oh yeah. Ride me.
Ride me. Ride me like one of your French girls. Yeah.
But the funny thing about the American breakfast, which is similar to the English breakfast, is that it was created by the pork industry. So they marketed that is the American breakfast with bacon and all this stuff.
Really?
And sausages and all that, yeah. And that's marketing pure. And it became known as the typical traditional American breakfast. Most things like that, traditions that happened after, I don't know, World War I have been created from marketing, to be honest. Yeah, but America's special. You're going to love it. I'm very excited for you. Because in New York, once you get off the plane and you start talking to people, you're going to be like, am I in a movie? Like, it feels like you're literally in a very artificial, like, on a movie set. Because they all talk like all the people that you see in the films, you know?
Yeah.
So it's funny.
Sollen wir darüber reden, was wir heute machen?
Yeah. But actually, I want to add something to the agenda or to the menu today.
Also, was steht am Menü heute,
because
Jacob?
we had Schwarzenegger before, and I noticed how he says many words funny, and this is like universal in Austria that the same words are always sounding sweet or funny when Austrians say it, like English words.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give you a list at the end of the episode of the, and we'll test them out on you. You can be our showcase piece.
Ich kann aber Schwarzenegger nicht nachmachen.
No, you don't have to do Schwarzenegger. You do your own accent because it's going to sound funny when you say it too.
Ich spreche akzentfrei, Jacob.
Yeah, sure. Let's see how that goes in America. You get laid often for your accent. Play into it, but make it a bit more Spanish or something.
Wow.
Mix your Austrian accent with Spanish.
Wo man muss sagen, Elon Musk hat ja wieder was sehr deutsch-österreichisches beliebt gemacht in den Staaten. Little Germany is back, ich sag dir das.
Or you just go to the areas of the you know, the these super like white trailer trash areas and they'll love you with your Austrian German accent. They'll all want to sleep with you. Like this girl, remember you told me? She was like, speak to me like you're a Nazi.
Oh Gott, ja, die Spanierin, ja.
That'll go well in America, I think, at this present time in
so,
history.
So, was steht am Zettel heute, Jacob?
Moving on. Look, today it's going to be a nice, sweet and short episode, as we say every week, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't, you know? Like sex, right? All right, so we're going to do an How to Austria. I'm going to deliver that today. And then I think you've got a game, no, Gabriel?
Gut, How to Austria. Und dann habe ich ein Spiel, was ich letzte Woche schon angeteasert habe. Und zwar, du wirst dich wo bewerben, weißt aber nicht für welchen Job.
Okay. And I've got a roleplay then?
Genau.
Okay.
Du das weißt aber nicht für welchen Job. Und die TVG-Gang und ich weiß es aber.
Because you've told them before.
Genau. Yeah.
I like that. That's a good game. We do that after the break, though, okay?
Ja, ja. Und ich muss gleich was sagen. Also, TVG Gang oder eigentlich Leonhard, Alter. Vielen Dank. Leonhard ist nämlich der Erste, der ein Abo für uns abgeschlossen hat.
Which Abo did he buy?
Den Pidifuck.
Oh!
Also, Leonhard hat sich dafür entschieden, uns 4 € im Monat zu geben, damit diese Kiste richtig läuft. Also, vielen Dank, Chef. Ohne dich würde es halt nicht gehen.
Schon, also, aber...
der Podcast wird immer gratis sein, aber natürlich so eine finanzielle kleine Unterstützung hilft uns gewaltig, den Podcast aufzubauen und größer zu werden. Also für alle, die dem Leonhard Gleiches tun wollen, ein Link ist in den Shownotes, da könnt ihr uns gerne ein bisschen Geld in den Hut schmeißen. Und jetzt geht's aber weiter, ich habe nämlich was am Zettel stehen. Zettel-Time!
I've got to say, since I've got a dog in Vienna, even though people were telling me last night, I was out with friends and they were telling me that people in Vienna hate dogs and that they want to, that dogs are often poisoned. Like people put poison in the parks, as in like little dog treats, like laced with poison. and that also, like if you leave them outside of the supermarket, there's a high risk that they get poisoned or stolen. Like people talk about the dog getting stolen.
Das habe ich auch mal gehört, Alter. Das Wirklich? Ist richtig sick, ja. Ein Freund von meinem Bruder hat sich einen reinrassigen Dackel, irgendein Ursch, oder nein, ein Blue Lion Dog. Das sind so silberne mit blauen Augen und hat Silverback. Diesen Pudel, die kosten richtig viel, einen reinrassigen Silberlein und hat diesen Pudel, nicht Pudel, Papi, also dieses ganz Welpen, yeah. Danke, dieses den Welpen,
ja. Yeah.
Nicht mit in den Supermarkt genommen, sondern hat ihn vorne...
Yeah.
Ja, aber ich würde einen 3.000 € Welpen hundertprozentig in den Supermarkt mitnehmen.
No, that's like leaving your Tesla outside with the keys.
Ja, und er hat den Hund
draußen
angehängt, wo, weißt du, die Schilder sind, wir müssen draußen bleiben.
Hundeparkplatz, ja.
Und er ist zurückgekommen und der Hund war weg. Ihm hat jemand den Hund geklaut.
Well, my first question in that scenario would be, did I bring the dog actually? And maybe I'm just imagining it. And then now I'd go home and the dog wouldn't be there. And I'm like, well, maybe ja, maybe somebody else has got the dog.
Aber war dann so einem ganz komischen Szenario und war so, soll ich mir jetzt einen neuen kaufen?
He just got over it like that.
Ja, aber das ist urabtisch. Du kaufst dir ein Lebewesen und es wird dir einfach, das hat er nämlich, glaube ich, an dem Tag gekauft.
Some people would be so devastated. Like, that, dogs mean so much to people, right? No, I'm not joking. Like, they mean as much as kids to people. And I understand that. Especially because I realized that dogs, I mean, like I've already said, I'm not single, so I'm not participating in these kind of activities. But there would be a great pickup, like, magnet. Like, really, because everybody talks to you when you've got a dog. I'm not joking. Like, all kinds of ages as well. And everybody smiles at you. It's so weird. Like, this week was the first proper week we had this dog, right? Mm-hmm. And I bring him to the office very often. So we go on the U-Bahn and the Straßenbahn very often together. And all of a sudden, like, I just noticed that people were looking at me more, smiling at me more. Also at the dog. Like, they look at the dog first and then smile at me. So I feel like they are smiling at the dog and they feel pity for me. So they smile at me too. Because they don't want me to feel bad that they smile at the dog and not me. But then, like, Maxi is such a sweet dog as well. He's a Labrador and he's always wagging his tail. Like, I don't know if that's because he's dumb or because he's seriously a happy dog, because he's always wagging his tail and never stops, right? I would love to be like Maxi.
Darf ich kurz was einwerfen?
Yeah?
Leute werden mich, glaube ich, ein paar steinigen dafür, aber wurscht. Nicht der politisch korrekteste Podcast. Aber sagt man nicht, ein Dog ist ein Pussy-Magnet?
Is it so is that a saying?
People
say that? Really?
Yeah.
I guess it's depending on what kind of dog. Because if you've got like a massive Doberman, I don't think it's going to be a pussy magnet. I also could be a dick magnet. Like, as in for...
Ja, klar, eh.
Whatever you're going for. Whatever
aber
you want
to magnet. Aber sollen wohl wirklich eine gute Möglichkeit sein, um mit anderen ins Gespräch zu kommen.
Und, ja, so ist es.
Auch zu daten und so. Das habe ich wirklich schon oft gehört, dass da Leute irgendwie in der Hundeszone Leute kennenlernen und dann halt irgendwie, man kommt ins Gespräch und man sieht sich, man geht immer wie Kinder halt zum selben Spielplatz, zur selben Uhrzeit und...
Ja. Yeah, I mean, this is like the Dalmatians, the movie from Disney. You know that movie?
Nein.
With the 101 Dalmatians.
Ah, Dalmatino.
And they meet in the park.
Yeah.
But the adult, anyway, you can tell I have kids and you don't. This is my life. My pop culture references are Disney films. Have you seen Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to use an analogy from Beauty and the Beast. We're all beasts until we love somebody.
Oh God! Yeah, sit on my face.
Motorboating the ass.
Spoiler alert: Jacob is a nasty chair.
No, it was my doppelganger, the chair equivalent of my doppelganger. But anyway, but really, like. I've had people talk to me about the dog and then asking me where I got it from. And then, like, we got in whole discussions about life. I'm not joking. Like, an old dude, I was speaking to him for 10 minutes after we got off the U-Bahn about, like, dogs and then how he had a dog and then about his life and how...
He betrayed him. Started a new life with a new family. Yep. And since then, life changed.
Yeah. Anyway, it's much more powerful than the kid like being a pussy. I don't think a kid is a pussy magnet, to be honest.
Ich weiß nicht. Ich glaube, Single Moms und Dads können auch irgendwie, glaube ich schon.
Yeah, that's true, but that's a very specific kind of pussy.
Oder dick. Ich glaube schon, dass Kinder.
Dad dick. Ich glaube, Mama pussy.
Ich glaube schon, dass das ein Magnet ist.
Yeah, I don't know. Like seeing, I get very happy when I see kids, like little kids.
Da muss man jetzt aufpassen. Das ist ein ganz dünnes Eis.
You did it again. You do this every time. I just wanted to openly communicate how much kids bring joy, and you always turn it to some dirty pedophile kind of crap. You should be disgusted with yourself, to be honest. talking about big busty women.
Busy? Wie? Was war das Wort?
Busy. Busty.
Nein, das andere.
Big bosomed women.
Bosomed.
Good word.
Bosomed, Alter. Ich glaube, ich bin.
They all start with B.
Bosomed.
Boobies.
Kannst du gar nicht ausspringen.
Busty.
Also, wenn ich sag, my new girlfriend is bosomed, ist das richtig? Yeah, man,
no,
girl,
no,
she's bosomed.
She has a big bosom. Or she is big bosomed.
Kannst du mir das mal konjugieren? He is...
She.
Ja, aber wir konnten... Hallo, nicht den... It's 2025, my man.
What does that mean? That men have got bosoms too?
Ja, na klar.
No, well...
Okay. Ich bin schon mal in Thailand gewesen.
They don't have bosoms. Did I tell you this story? Like I did... I used to have this blog, right? This is my last story and then we can go on to your...
Sorry, Kenny, aber die ist gut.
So, I had this blog when I was traveling across from Australia to Europe. It was called You Pick a Path, where people would vote on different options as I traveled. So as in like these choose your own adventure books, right? And so I gave one option or three options when I was in Thailand, while I was in Bangkok. Should I massage masseuse? Because it's very popular to go for a massage in Thailand, to get a Thai massage. Or B, should I interview a ladyboy? Or C, what was the last one? I think it was something lame that I didn't want to do, you know? And everybody chose the lady boy. It was like one of those that was like 2% do the massage and 98% interview the lady boy.
Sieht immer.
Have I told you this story before, though?
Yeah.
But that means I've probably told it in this podcast.
Ja, wurscht, man.
And anyway, we went...
Wir machen den seit fast 3 Jahren, da können sich ein paar Geschichten wiederholen.
And so then I... And so then I went along Khao San Road. So those that have been to Bangkok know that this is a very like touristy area where they have all the Western bars and stuff. And that's where a lot of lady boys hang out. And so I was asking all the lady boys if they would, like I would pay them as if it was like, you know, but I would interview them instead, right? And then so I found one finally. It took me an hour to find one that would, like, because I would say to them, look, I'd be interested, and they'd be super enthusiastic. Oh, okay, yeah, it costs this much. I'm like, no, I really want to interview you. And I'm a journalist, I really want to interview you. And they're like, and then I finally found one, she's like, yeah, okay.
Aber mit Video und so, oder nur aufschreiben quasi für newspaper?
Recording, yeah. And I wanted to take photos, but I said we don't have to do that. No, like a proper report, a blog post, right? Because I was at the time before TikTok, where people read blog posts in their spare time. Anyway, we went to this hotel room, really dodgy place, right? We went down this dark alley, and there was like a little booth there where the guy's like talking to her and like taking me through, gave the nod. And then we went into this room, and I'm preparing my little mic to record it,
yeah,
and like getting my camera ready and my notepad, and then I turn around and she's starting to get undressed. I'm like, no, I really mean that I want to interview you. And they didn't believe me. See. They thought I was like some kind of cop or something. I don't know what they thought, but they got really angry.
Yes, for some reason. Interview.
Yeah. Interview. That's what we call it. Yeah. Interview. And then they got really angry at me, and literally they were half naked, like... Half naked, as in I could see everything.
Was hast du gesehen, Jacob? What have you seen?
I don't need to go into details, Gabriel. You know what I saw.
What? Jetzt passt. What he bosomed?
No.
Oh.
No, it was a lady boy. So, and then they got really pissed, and at some point they kicked me with it. They had a big high heel on. Kicked me in the chest. Just threw the pen across the room as I did the motion. I kicked me in the chest, like, and like I literally flew across the room. Wow. And I ran out of there because they were obviously like angry, and then they were yelling at me from the room, and like the guy at the booth was getting like all like, what's going on, and I literally ran out of there with my mic and my camera and stuff, so I didn't get to interview them in the end.
Wack, Alter.
Yeah, but that's...
Dann hat sie dich nicht verstanden oder eher?
No, obviously not.
Yeah.
Because they obviously thought I was, I don't know, wanted to do some weird stuff with them.
Ja, sie dachte, okay, wieso filmen wir jetzt nicht? Und du packst aus, roll, tust irgendwie zusammenbauen und sie,
she's like, what kind of toys
ja,
are
these? Was macht er da mit dem Tripod?
I'm not into that stuff.
The tripod.
And the camera. Maybe it was the camera. Like, maybe they were worried that I was going to film it.
And you, no, no. Interview.
Yeah. Where did you grow up? Children bring joy to my life.
She's like,
are you some kind of pedophile?
She's like, hell no, I'm going to talk about my childhood now.
What kind of kink is that? Why does everybody keep mistaking me for a pedophile?
What kind of kink is that? While fucking. Jacob.
What school did you go to?
Ja, ich hatte eigentlich eine gute Kindheit. Es gab immer Kau in der Nacht. Am liebsten habe ich gebackene Apfelspalten gegessen. Wenn ich nicht schlafen konnte, dann hat mir mein Vater was vorgesungen.
What?
Fuck.
Exactly.
Das, ja. That's fucked sie dachte up, das wahrscheinlich, Jacob, und dachte ich, hell no, I had that already from a fat Austrian guy. With curly hair. Hell no, I'm not gonna do that again.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay, should we go? Do you have a tell time or you want to go to a break?
Nah, mach mal break und dann.
Podcast Playtime. Oh yeah, jetzt 5 Sterne geben.
TVG Gang, as you, I said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's made many people laugh over the years. Just simply, even when he's doing a serious role, because of his accent, a lot of people have always said he sounds like a machine. And because he's Austrian, he has an Austrian accent in his English, right? One of the most pronounced ones. Even like Austrians, most Austrians I meet here do not have such a pronounced one. So I think he puts it on a bit now as well. But a lot of Germans and Austrians, they do have difficulty saying some words, and it comes out really sweet when they say it. Like if I was dating a German or an Austrian, I would definitely be trying to provoke them to say some words on a regular basis just to make me be like, oh, that cheers me up.
Du bist jetzt sagen, ich habe ein...
No, so I want to... There are several words. I just did some quick research on what words are difficult for German speakers and Austrians to say. I want to do this with you. All right. So these are words that typically Austrians and Germans find it hard to say. Just like you always take the piss out of me with my German, right?
Ich bin ready.
And you can do this with me next week, right? Because that would also be funny. You can pick out some German words. And I think this is something that could continue as a little segment, right? As a little cultural Austausch, right? Little cultural exchange.
Yeah.
All right. So you're ready for the test?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, I'm sorry that we're doing this on you. Like you're our
little passt. Ich bin ready.
Hamster or what is
ich
it?
Mag nur nicht wie der Arne klingen, hoffentlich.
Okay, so let's see. So you're switching over to English mode?
Ich tue aber nichts jetzt stärker machen. Ich sag's
no, you
genau
do it as
so.
You would
genau,
say.
Genau, yeah.
Okay, so the first word. These.
These.
Okay, it's not bad. Out.
Out. Scheiße! So ich sehe gehört. Fuck!
I know this one is a good one with you.
Out. Oh, fuck!
I know this one is a
fuck.
Good one.
Fuck!
I know.
Out. Out. Wie sagt man? Out.
Say ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch! That was Schwarzenegger style.
Ouch.
Okay, this one, you like this one? Although.
Oh, fick up. Although.
It's so sweet. It makes me so happy.
Although.
It's like watching a little puppy fart.
Bei mir dauert es nämlich noch länger, weil ich weiß, ich muss die Zunge zwischen die Zähne geben, um das TH zu machen. Although.
Yeah.
Und das ist so richtig, although.
Yeah.
Although.
The TH is the hardest one. I understand.
Aber ich kann's, aber ich muss es machen und das dauert irgendwie. Although.
Yeah. But that's like for me in German, like the rolling R and the...
Wir haben kein rolling R.
Yeah, you do. You just don't notice it. Or the Ich was really hard for me at the beginning because I would really pronounce the K, you know?
Das kannst du noch immer nicht, Bruder.
Shut up.
Na, wirklich nicht.
Yeah, because in Austria you don't say the proper Ich. You say eh. Ich will nicht. Like you would say
ich,
something like that.
Doch, ich.
Yeah, but how often do you say it like that except when you're doing radio
Nein,
talk?
Du, was du wirklich nicht gut kannst, ist das CK. Zum Beispiel.
Yeah, I'll keep practicing. But you could do it to me. This is my
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
All right. Three.
Three.
Okay. 3,033 and one third.
3,033 and one third.
Okay. 30.
30.
That one sounded funny.
30.
Dirty, dirty. The sink is made out of zinc.
The sink is made out of zinc.
Okay, that is good. Squirrel?
Squirrel?
Come on, you can do it.
Sag nochmal.
Squirrel?
Squirrel? Squirrel?
Squirrel?
Squirrel?
Yeah, that's in the Australian pronunciation. Squirrel. It would be different, yeah. Jewelry? Even English speakers have a tough time with this one.
Jewelry?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Jewelry?
Beach?
Beach?
That one sounds like bitch.
Beach.
Vase.
Was?
Vase. A vase.
Vase.
Okay. Was?
Was?
That sounds like was. Comfortable.
Comfortable.
That's okay. And sheet.
Sheet.
It's sheet.
Bei den O's tue ich mir schwer.
The Italians say sheet very funny.
Sheet. Sheet.
Sheet.
Ja, die haben das T. Sheet. Yeah.
But would you mind if I brought more words next time?
Na, stört mich gar nicht. Aber du musst dir schwierigere einfallen lassen. Zu dem Freund, den ich nämlich jetzt besuchen gehe, den Kyle in Philadelphia, mit dem habe ich ganz lange geübt tatsächlich, das TH damals. Und er hat mir den Satz, den kann ich noch immer, a thief without teeth. A thief without teeth. Dadurch konnte ich dieses TH, weil ich konnte das früher gar nicht.
Yeah.
Ich habe immer a thief without teeth.
It's really hard.
Ich habe auch noch Freunde, die echt... Ungelogen, die können das nicht und sagen wirklich 3,000.
Yeah, yeah.
3,000. I think so.
Yeah, that one comes across very often. But that's, it's interesting that you practiced it so much that it even sounds funnier on the other end now because you pronounce it so hard. Now,
yeah,
as in like
ich weiß,
you emphasize it. But anyway, you can do it with me with German next week.
Finde ich
it's
geil.
A funny game. And I think it's very relatable. Like I think a lot of people out there. Have these difficulties with learning new languages because you use different muscles in your mouth, no? When you speak a different language. That's one thing I've learned with German.
Ja, würde ich auch sagen. Beim TH habe ich mir urschwer getan, aber auch bei den O's merke ich, ui, ich kriege es auch nicht in der Geschwindigkeit raus, wie ich es gern hätte. Weißt du, was ich meine?
Mm-hmm.
Wo man einfach dann sieht, okay, es ist flüssig oder nicht.
Mm-hmm.
Aber wir haben uns jetzt absichtlich auch, oder nein, eigentlich nicht, aber ich verwende es als Überleitung, für die Sprachen dumm gemacht, weil wir wissen ja, viele von euch sind nicht muttersprachlich österreichisch oder deutsch.
Mhm.
Und wir haben eine wahnsinnig liebe Nachricht gekriegt und die musst du bitte vorlesen. Also ich sage jetzt mal, Chiara, grazie mille, du
She's
geile
Japanese,
Sau.
She's Japanese, right?
Genau.
That's Japanese. Okay, hi guys, I feel the need to thank you. Yesterday I had a placement test for an intensive German course after 7 years in Vienna. I can finally take the time off for a course since my job as a freelance translator is essentially dead thanks to AI. Well, that's a bit depressing. I'm sorry, Chiara. Anyway, I had to take the oral part of the assessment by phone.
Klingt witzig.
Don't laugh at oral,
sorry.
Man. All right, this is Chiara, one of our long-time listeners. Scary. And at the end, I had one of the biggest shocks of my life. I'd been placed as a B2 level. And I think I need to thank you for this astonishing result. Wow. If you're referring to Gabriel's German as being helpful in this process, astonishing result. I think you did that yourself, Chiara. I don't think you're giving yourself enough
credit. Ich nehme das schon. Danke,
many,
Chiara.
Many years ago, I discovered Jon Stewart and his daily show. It was challenging. He talked very fast and his jokes were very context dependent. But I realized that this was the key for cracking the language code. If you manage to get the jokes, you understand the language and the culture. That is a very good trick. Okay, let me repeat that. The trick to learning languages, this is brilliant. If you manage to get the jokes, you understand the language and the culture. That's so true. And now I think of you as the German John Stewart. I love John Stewart, and I feel that's a bit offensive. The English part of your podcast is the compass that helped me find my way through the German part, and you have helped me learn more than I realized. I still think I suck, and I am aware that I still have a very long way to go, but I'm very grateful for your help. I hope then, whenever you are having a bad day, you can take comfort from the fact that not only you have brightened the days of many people with your funny podcast, but you have also helped many people by making the German language feel less daunting. Some would say you've helped people as much as those chairs in the diner in America that hold up all those fat asses.
Oh, Chiara.
So please keep doing what you're doing, and the invitation for an Italian homemade meal at our place is always open. You deserve it. Thank you, Chiara.
Danke, Chiara.
Gabriel will take your compliment. I'm questioning it and would like to get it fact-checked, but...
Ich habe mich zuallererst gefragt, Chiara, wenn du jetzt B1 bist, warum hast du es nicht B2. Auf Deutsch geschrieben? Ja, oder B2, jetzt auf Deutsch schreiben.
Oder AI. It's taken over your job anyway.
Nein, das war ein Späßchen, ist nicht aufgegangen. Rude, Chiara, hier, vielen lieben Dank. Weiß gar nicht, was ich dazu sagen soll. Hat mich echt...
You're so mean.
She also wrote a nice message. Ich würde wirklich gern auf eine Bolo kommen oder so.
Ein was?
Auf eine Bolognese.
Okay.
Sie hat uns zum Essen eingeladen.
Yeah, klar, I understood that part, an Italian Essen, but what did you call it?
Bolognese, Bollo.
Ah, Bollo, okay.
Ah ja, jetzt.
We call it spag bog in Australia.
No more ass questions cultured, needed, right? Würde ich sagen.
Imagine Italians, they would love that name. Spag bog. Anyway, Chiara, you can also review my theory there. Anyway, you want to move on with your game, or should I go to the How to Austria?
Ich fand das nur eben, wie gesagt, das mit dem, so wie du gesagt hast, mit den Jokes und so, wenn man das versteht, das fand ich wirklich sehr, sehr klug. Kluge Beobachtung, Chiara. No shit. Also vielen Dank für die Nachricht. Aber da muss ich nämlich, ich wurde nämlich jetzt auch, warte, wer war, André, glaube ich, heißt der, bin ich mit der U-Bahn gefahren und er schreit, TWG, skrrr.
I like that.
Das fand ich auch witzig. Ich war aber schon angesoffen.
Next time you're riding the U-Bahn, you're gonna hear, hey, big bosom!
Big bosom boy, what's poppin', yo? What's crackin' lacking?
Oh, the big bosom ladies, put your hands up!
Yeah. Also auch Shoutouts an den André. Leon hat sowieso, der hat uns Geld in den Hut geworfen. Nehmt euch ein Beispiel an ihn. Aber seine Nachricht war zu persönlich, die wird nicht vorgelesen. Und sonst haben wir auch andere Nachrichten gekriegt, aber wir sind heute eigentlich nicht in...
Let's keep going, man.
Ja, Alter.
We said short and sweet. And now everybody's wondering what short and sweet means to us.
Wir spielen jetzt das Spiel, Jacob. Mhm. Die TVG-Gang und ich wissen jetzt, für welchen Job du dich bewerben musst. Du weißt es nicht, ja?
I like this game.
Du weißt es nicht. Und wir spielen jetzt dieses Szenario nach.
And I can't ask outright what the job is. I've got to ask questions around it to try and guess. Is that the game?
Nein, du musst den Job kriegen. Das heißt, du musst mich überzeugen.
Okay, so I don't even... So the aim of the game is not to find out what the job is. It's to actually get the job.
Ja.
Okay.
Der Jacob muss sich als Kindergartenpädagoge bewerben. Grüß Sie, Herr Moss. Schön, dass Sie Zeit gefunden haben.
Hi, heute. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Grüß Sie.
I've been looking forward to this interview for a while now.
Ich auch. Sie sind ein bisschen spät, muss ich sagen. Ist Ihnen Pünktlichkeit nicht wichtig?
I mean, punctuality is a matter of perception. You know, it depends on who's looking at what punctuality means. Punctuality can mean on time and it can also mean at the right time, if you know what I mean.
Ja.
Do you get what I mean?
Ja, aber ich möchte jetzt nicht so viel um die Zeit reden. Kommen wir denn gleich zum Ganzen. Wie gehen Sie mit viel Stress um, Lautstärke, mm-hmm. Unordentlichkeit? Wie gehen Sie damit um?
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time I like to play music very loud when I work, just to get myself used to it, to build my resilience when it comes to noise. So I could literally be in a Baustelle and could focus on composing a symphony, I believe, if that is the job that I'm going for. But otherwise, I can be focused in any kind of setting, I believe. I think I'm good at that.
Das würde mich sehr interessieren. Wie gehen Sie denn mit Stress um, wenn viele Menschen was von Ihnen wollen und Sie müssen sich aber jetzt auf Ihre Arbeit konzentrieren? Mhm.
Let's put it this way. Stress for me, somebody once explained it to me like this. If you go into an American diner and you see all those overweight people sitting on chairs, just imagine the stress that those chairs are going through to hold all those people up. And that's what I see stress as, something where I have to endure it, like those chairs in a diner, to hold other people up and to elevate whatever kind of business I'm a part of.
Was machen Sie, wenn mit Essen herumgeworfen wird?
When food is thrown around?
Yeah.
So if it's a monkey throwing food,
kann man so sagen.
If it's a monkey throwing food.
Viele kleine Äffchen.
Look, I have a lot of experience in the animal area, okay? I've supervised a lot of humans that are like animals. Not in this current job that I'm in. So to all my colleagues out there, I'm not talking about you. But in my past jobs, for example, I've worked in a bar before. And
das heißt, Sie würden Alkohol an Ihre Klienten ausschütten.
No, I wouldn't. If they started throwing alcohol, I would try and save some of it for the goodness of the company, so we're not wasting anything there.
Aber wenn was anderes geworfen wird, würden Sie dann Alkohol zur Beruhigung verschreiben?
No.
Warum nicht?
No, I wouldn't start just handing out alcohol in the workplace. Why would I do that? That's very unprofessional.
Sie wissen ja nicht, wo Sie arbeiten.
Well, if it is a bar, then I would only give out alcohol if it's paid for. And if food's being thrown around, look, like I said, I've had that stress test before in a bar. Like, people were throwing stuff around all the time.
Aber was machen Sie, um die Leute zu beruhigen?
You know what's really good? Like, we have a thing in my family where whenever everybody's uptight and loud and or arguing, we yell the word silly willy daffodilly. And so I would have some kind of thing like that where I just randomly start breaking out in a song, for example, just to calm everybody or bring everybody back to the moment. Because when people have this kind of like absurd moment happening, they calm down and they are distracted towards it. So I would pretty much distract them with stupid shit.
Vielen Dank, wir melden uns bei Ihnen.
That's it? You didn't even ask me if I've got any questions.
Haben Sie Fragen?
Well, what would the pay be like? What's the Gehaltsvorstellung? No, that's mine. What's my wage going to be like? What are you expecting here?
Unterbezahlt. Viel Arbeit, unterbezahlt leider. Okay. Undankbarer Job, aber wichtiger.
So, it's McDonald's or what?
Nein.
Okay, so it's literally the job I've got right now. Undankbarer Job.
Welcher Job ist nicht undankbar, Herr Moss? Welcher Job ist es nicht?
Okay, I didn't guess what the job is. I can't imagine.
Du hast eigentlich ganz gut geantwortet.
Zookeeper?
Nein, Kindergartenpädagoge.
Ah.
Also deine Antworten waren eigentlich sehr gut. Deswegen nicht so lustig. Tut mir leid.
Ah, because then you're the bar. It was funny. That was a fun game. That was awesome. And yes, it would sound funny if the audience knew before what the job is and then I start talking about alcohol. That's funny.
Also die Audience weiß das eh vorher. Ich spiele das ein.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think it was funny. Can I do that to you the next time?
Yeah.
That's fun. I like that game. I think that we can really pull some funny stuff out of it.
Aber ich habe dich nicht in die Richtung gekriegt, wo ich wollte. Ich wollte, dass du quasi, weißt du, dann den Leuten Alkohol wirklich ausschenkst oder den Kindern quasi. Aber du hast gute Antworten gegeben.
Yeah, but it would have been funny. Like, it was also funny that I said I'm going to only give out alcohol to those that pay for it. They would have been imagining that kindergarten kids are paying for their alcohol.
Du dachtest Black kurz, market du bist Affenzoo-Wärter oder wie?
No, I would have been like the kindergarten pädagogen, so the teacher, but like I've got a black market going of alcohol with the kids. Like they're buying smokes and alcohol from me in the back of the kindergarten.
Smokes.
Near the playground. Look,
How to Austria.
We're going to go on to How to Austria now, which still is missing a jingle because somebody's just either lazy or busy, not sure.
Hat noch immer keinen Jingle, ja.
How to Austria. So these are snack-sized bites of Austrian culture being explained to you. Obviously, it's How to Austria. We don't need to explain the rest because you're all highly intelligent people that listen to this podcast, obviously. But we post these on Instagram-o, which is growing. And if you don't follow us yet on Instagram, go give us a little follow or on TikTok because the bigger we grow, the better this is going to be. Well, I don't know about that. It might go to our heads and then we start doing a sloppy, joppy job. Not like the professional outfit we are now. Look, so I've picked a How to Austria that's in the archives from a couple of months back, I think in October 2024. How to Austria. Everywhere else in the world, Frankfurter sausages are shoved in a hot dog bun and covered in ketchup. But in Austria, they're served up on a white porcelain plate as if they're damn caviar. I wanted to bring this one into the room, Gabo, because it's a little observation I've made over the years. There's two dishes or two kind of foods in Austria that people really hold up as if it's like holy, right? Like as in, if I wouldn't be surprised in the churches in Austria where everybody goes to get blessed. Some countries, they put the bread on your tongue. Here you would get either schnitzel on your tongue or a sausage. Because you guys worship the sausage in Austria. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's accurate? And why do you think that is?
Ich würde sagen, es ist nicht akkurat, aber es hat einen hohen Stellenwert. Ich glaube, es gibt ein paar Tische, die sind noch beliebter als das, was du meinst. Frankfurter redest du, oder?
Yeah, Frankfurter is one of the sausages, but the like obviously the Käsekräne in Vienna is talked about as if it's like the Zwillinge that you grew up with, right? It's really loved in this country.
Ja, aber ich würde zum Beispiel Schnitzel ist auf jeden Fall im ganzen Land beliebter. Auf jeden Fall
wird mehr gegessen. Then sausages?
Auf jeden Fall.
I think they're interchangeable.
Naja, am sausages Land gibt's aber nicht here. So Würstelstände.
Yeah, but you can get sausages at every Gasthäuser.
Ja, eh. Aber
and in
Schnitzel
Salzburg
auch.
You get the Bosna. Like every city prides itself on Würstelstände or Döner.
Ja, oder das Schnitzel.
Well, you don't see Schnitzelstände.
Ich glaube eher, dass so, wo es richtig arg ist, ist Bier, wo dann nämlich wirklich schon so eigene kleine Brauereien im Dorf sind und so. Mm-hmm. Also ich glaube, da, aber ich würde Bier und Schnitzel als Holy Food oder Beverage.
Not the sausage. You think the sausage belongs to other countries like Germany?
Nein, wir stehen auch voll, aber vielleicht Platz 3, der undankbare Platz 3.
Yeah, but it literally is the only place where you go in a coffee house and they'll serve up a sausage to you and it looks so strange when you think about it. Like, take it out of your cultural context and you ask for a Frankfurter or a Berner Würstel or a Debreziner, right, on the menu and you get a little Gebäck with it. They bring it out on a beautiful porcelain plate with the sad looking sausage or two sausages curled over on the side and then a semmel on the side and a squirt of senf.
Und horseradish, bitte.
This is the only country in the world, besides Germany, where you get sausage served to you like that.
Ist doch geil, Alter.
It is geil. I'm not saying it's not geil. It's really cool.
Ich finde das urcool. Ich habe das viel lieber als einen Hotdog.
Yeah, ehrlich I mean, sein. Hot dogs aren't the big thing here.
Na, das Brot ist nämlich auch anders. Wir stecken es rein und wir haben nicht dieses Side. Mm-hmm. Weißt du?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you either have the Semmel or the Scheibe, so the slices of bread.
Nein, aber ein Hotdog hier ist, dass du ein Weckerl oben abschneidest und die Wurst dann reinsteckst.
Ja.
Yeah. Und die Hotdogs, die viele in ihrem Kopf haben oder als Emoji gibt oder was auch immer, yeah, die werden
American
ja so
Hot
seitwärts
Dog.
Reingelegt.
It's American Hot Dog.
Ja, das ist ein großer Unterschied, auch vom Essgenussverzehr.
Yeah, the sausages are also called Wiener sausages. Wieners.
Ich weiß.
Wiener.
Penis.
It doesn't make you laugh.
Wiener. Nah, no, aber weil ich mit dem Wiener keine Assoziation habe.
Yeah, but Wiener is a very funny word for English speakers.
Für mich nicht.
Like Wiener is one
ich
of
bin
the...
ein Wiener.
Yeah, this was my cultural knowledge of Vienna when I first came here. Like, you call yourself Wieners, so Wieners.
Ist denn, wir nennen es ja Frankfurter tatsächlich, die Würsteln.
This was actually our history lesson in Australia.
Was?
The Wiener sausage, is named after a place in the world called Wien.
Wirklich jetzt?
Nein, Gabriel, nein, we did not learn history that way. We do not learn.
Ich hätte das
like we
geklärt.
Don't have teachers building history out from a sausage, the name of a sausage. Like,
yeah. You never know, done. Alter. Jedes Land hat einen different approach.
But anyway, if I had ever had a son, I would have named him Wiener.
Finde ich gut.
I'm surprised it's not done here.
Wiener. Ja, weil das so.
It's a funny word.
Für
admit it, Gabriel.
Nein.
It's a funny word. Wiener. You're a Wiener.
Ich bin ein Wiener.
You're a Wiener.
Ich bin ein Wiener.
No, you're
Jacob,
a Wiener.
Wie ist es denn für dich ein...
Once a Wiener, always a Wiener. I was born as a Wiener.
Okay, jetzt wird es witzig.
A Wiener and a Wiener.
The Wiener takes it all.
It sounds so funny to me. Anytime I'm upset, you can just say the word wiener. I'll be happy again.
Yes, we ween.
Yes, we ween. And they're holding up sausages, like Frankfurter wiener sausages. Well, yes, we ween.
Jacob, also für mich ist es völlig normal, dass das am Porzellanteller ist. Warum ist das für dich so strange?
Well, I just explained it. Like, nowhere else in the world treats sausages so, like, holy.
Aber hat nicht jedes Land so irgendwas?
Like a delicacy. Huh?
Hat nicht jedes Land irgendwie sowas?
Yeah, I'm not taking the piss out of it. I'm saying it's a cool thing. I was just exploring your love for sausages in this country.
Gibt's ein Pendant? Haben wir wieder ein englisch, französisches Wort in Australien? Das Pendant zum Wiener Würstchen?
No.
Frankfurter?
No.
Gibt's da was, wo es nur in Australien wird so gemacht? Na gut, das Känguru wird aufgeschnitten. Ne?
Well, Vegemite.
Schönes Bauchfleisch, aber...
Vegemite. That's it. That's all we got.
Echt?
Yeah, because everything else comes from, like, Britain or the many migrants that came to Australia early on. We don't have anything that's uniquely ours. We have something called Lamingtons, but I grew up thinking they were really Australian, right? On Australia Day, you would make Lamingtons. And then my Polish mate had these things that looked like Lamingtons in their home. I was like, what are they? And I'm like, he's like, he said some Polish word. That's my ignorance as an Australian again.
You're like, I don't speak
Auslan. I don't speak Polish. Can you speak to me in English? And then I'm like, those are Lamingtons. Like, Poland literally stole the national cake of Australia from Australia.
It's a cake.
And then I found out it's like a common cake. It's like a sponge cake covered in chocolate and coconut sprinkled on it.
Du dachtest, das wäre the most Australian thing.
And it wasn't, though. Like, it's being made in other countries way before Australia ever did it. So that really upset me. Like, I felt like I'd been lied to my whole childhood.
Aber das habe ich ja mit Würsten
it's
auch.
Like,
ich habe
you could compare it to, like, finding out that your uncle was a Nazi.
Muss man immer dieses Thema aufbringen, Jacob?
No, because it's a funny comparison.
Haha. Haha, Jacob.
No?
Ich habe das Gefühl, Würsteln gibt's überall. In Neuseeland gab's die auch Würsteln.
Yeah, there are sausages everywhere, okay, but they're not as treated holy-like they are here. Mm. Like, they're a big deal here. Like, Würstelstände are now UNESCO heritage recognized.
By normal, Bruder.
Yeah, all right.
Stimmt, das ist vielleicht wirklich...
Like, this is a sausage stand. Like, when you put it in English, it's a fucking sausage stand where you get a sausage and a bit of senf and a bread okay, and they've put it on the UNESCO Heritage List.
Ja, aber da geht's ja auch um den kulturellen Aspekt dahinter. Um die sozialen.
I know. I have a magazine called Vienna Würstelstand. I understand the cultural significance of Würstelstand.
Oh, I have a magazine.
Can you say that?
Very demure.
Demure.
Demure, stimmt.
Add that to the list of things you can't say. Okay, let's go to the worst playlist and get the hell out of here.
Würde ich auch sagen. Ich höre im Moment wirklich viele alte Lieder, die mich richtig pushen, muss ich sagen. Weißt du, was ich meine?
Ja.
So richtig schön pushen, Alter. Und ein Lied davon ist auf jeden Fall Fly Robin Fly. Kennst du das?
No.
Fly Robin Fly.
Oh, cool. I
Fly Robin Fly von Silver Convention und ich habe gerade irgendwie so eine Phase, wo ich wirklich viel Soul und Funk und sowas höre und es pusht mich einfach extrem, Alter, muss ich wirklich sagen. Und ein Lied habe ich auch noch und zwar God Till It's Gone von Janet Jackson, Q-Tip und Johnny Mitchell. Kennst du das?
No.
Nicht?
No, I'm gonna listen to it though. All yeah. of these I'm going to listen to. They sound like
das
bangers.
Sind, das sind richtige bangers, Alter.
Okay, speaking of oldies, I'm going to put in one. It's not that old, actually. It's from the 90s. And I've been listening to it or rediscovered it a lot lately. I actually even... This is one of those songs where I literally would wait for it to play on the radio and record it in cassettes, which wasn't that long ago, so don't make me feel old. But anyway, the song is called One Headlight by the Wallflowers. Go listen to that song, Gavin.
Wolf Flowers.
The Wall Flowers. Not the Wolf Flowers.
Wolf.
The Wall Flowers.
Ah, okay.
Can you say wall?
Wall?
Let's add that to the list.
Wall?
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
You're gonna paint that wall?
That's good. So, TVG Gang, macht es gut, haltet die Ohren steif.
Genau. And we're always here for you when you can't. Just go listen to some old episodes.
Genau.
Make yourself happy.
Wie immer, Podcast liken, Glocke anmachen, Sterne geben. Dann, was gibt's noch? Auf Instagram uns folgen, auf TikTok uns folgen, auf YouTube uns folgen. Und nächste Woche, ja, haben wir einen Gast wieder bei uns. Und da freue ich mich sehr drauf. Ich habe ihn schon mehrmals angekündigt, ein Big Guest. Auf jeden Fall.
As in, he's not big like the girls in the diner. Like
genau.
He's big as in, he's popular.
Aber ich sag mal so, für alle, die ein bisschen Podcast hören, kommen sehr schwierig von seiner Stimme zumindest
weg. Well, that's a good teaser. That's all we're going to give you. And until then, no matter how bad you've got it, according to the Viennese, they got it worse. We'll see.
And Baba, tschüss.
So, yeah, okay. Ich mag nicht mehr. Ich mag nicht mehr.
The Worst Guide to Living in Austria is a Worst Agency production, hosted by Jacob Moss and Gabriel Shasha Schaffler. It's dropped every Monday and available everywhere you get your podcasts.